Why Are the Kingdom Saints Snatched Away? By Deverlaine L. Trefethen. With Mark Vogt. Why are the kingdom saints snatched away to meet the Lord in the air when he descends from the celestials at the end of the great tribulation? We were taught that the snatching away was Christ coming to take away the one body to heaven to be with him, in order to escape the 7-year tribulation period. Even though there is not any scripture that agrees with this erroneous teaching, not even in the passage where it sits. The 1 Thessalonians passage was written while the kingdom was still being offered to the nation of Israel during Paul's Acts ministry, when the middle wall of the barrier, CV, or partition, MGDKJV, was still separating the Jew from the Gentile. Therefore, the snatching away cannot pertain to the one body of Christ, of this current administration of the secret, where there is no distinction between Jew and Gentile, Ephesians 2:13-15. So, let's build the case. Why are the kingdom saints snatched away to meet the Lord in the air when he descends from the celestials, to return to the earth as the tribulation is being brought to a close? There must be more understanding as to why. Surely, there is further corroboration somewhere in God's word. These very words had to be written with purpose. Therefore, if we search, we should discover that God's word will produce scripture association. Let's look at portions of scripture that are at the heart of this question. For this we are saying to you by the word of the Lord, that we, the living, who are surviving the great tribulation, to the presence, G39-52, parousia, physical presence of the Lord, should by no means outstrip those who are put to repose, the believers who didn't survive. For the Lord himself will be descending from heaven, G2597, Katabeno, to go down, come down, with a shout of command, with the voice of the chief messenger, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall be rising first. Thereupon we, the living who are surviving, shall at the same time be snatched away together with them, those not surviving, now raised in clouds, to meet the Lord in the air. And thus, as a result, shall we always be together with the Lord. 1 Thessalonians 4:15-17. Parousia, the physical coming and presence of Israel's King, Jesus Christ. With his coming, he is to rightly assume the throne of David and to judge the world. Parousia is more than a physical coming and presence. The term also denotes that the one coming is coming to fulfill a specific purpose, so that we ourselves glory in you, in the ecclesias of God, in that era, for your endurance and faith in all your persecutions and the afflictions with which you are bearing, a display of the just judging of God, to deem you worthy of the kingdom of God, for which you are suffering also, if so be that it is just of God to repay affliction to those afflicting you, and to you who are being afflicted, ease with us at the unveiling revelation of the Lord Jesus, descending from heaven with his powerful messengers in flaming fire, dealing out vengeance to those who are not acquainted with God and those who are not obeying the evangel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall incur the justice of aeonian extermination from the face of the Lord and from the glory of his strength, whenever he may be coming. G2064, Erchomai, to come from one place into another, to be glorified in his saints, and to be marveled at in all who believe, seeing that our testimony to you was believed. In that day, 2 Thessalonians 1:4-10. In that future day, the day of the Lord, Christ's physical presence upon the earth is necessary, in order for him to fulfill that which is assigned to him. Now we are asking you, brethren, for the sake of the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ, and are the complete collection of the tribulation saints, assembling to him at the snatching away, as he descends from the celestials and comes to the earth, that you be not quickly shaken from your mind, nor yet be alarmed, either through spirit, or through word, or through an epistle as through us, as that the day of the Lord is present. 2 Thessalonians 2:1-2. And saying these things, while they are looking, he, Jesus, was lifted up, and a cloud took him up from their eyes. And as they were looking intently into heaven at his going, lo, two men stand beside them in white attire, who say also, Men, Galileans, why do you stand looking into heaven? This Jesus, who is being taken up from you into heaven, shall come thus, in the manner in which you gaze at him going into heaven. Then they return into Jerusalem from the mount, called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath's journey. Acts 1:9-12. Behold, a day is coming for Yahweh, and your loot will be apportioned among you. Yet I will gather all nations to Jerusalem for battle, and the city will be seized, and the houses rifled, and the women ravished. And half the city will go forth into deportation. Yet the rest of my people shall not be cut off from the city. Then Yahweh will go forth and fight against those nations, and his feet will stand in that day on the Mount of Olives, which is adjoining Jerusalem on the east. And the Mount of Olives will be rent in its half, from east and to west, by a very great ravine. And half of the mountain will remove northward, and half of it southward. Zechariah 14:1-4. This just may be a display of Christ's power, and might, and glory. Yes. And out of his mouth a sharp blade is issuing, that with it he should be smiting the nations, and he will be shepherding them with an iron club, and he is treading the wine trough of the fury of the indignation of God, the Almighty. And on his cloak, and on his thigh, he has a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The Unveiling, 1915-16. There will be none on the earth at the beginning of the millennium reign of Christ, except for those who are acquainted with God, and those who obey the evangel of Jesus Christ. And to you who are being afflicted, ease with us at the unveiling of the Lord Jesus from heaven, with his powerful messengers, in flaming fire, dealing out vengeance to those who are not acquainted with God, and those who are not obeying the evangel of our Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Thessalonians 1:7-8. The saints who are raised at the snatching away will be raised in mortal bodies to reign with Christ in the kingdom on earth. It adds to the glory of Christ that his saints accompany him as he returns to assume his rightful place as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That is to say, the kingdom dead in Christ are raised, and they, with the surviving, are snatched away to meet Christ in the air. Then they will return with him to earth at the appointed time, at Christ's second coming, parousia. There will be a couple of things that transpire. First, Christ's parousia entrance, with the subsequent snatching away, will be very visible and demonstrative on the world stage. What will make it so spectacular is that his coming will demonstrate his wisdom, glory, and might. Second, the manner of his coming to earth shows the world, not just Israel, that he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. At the unveiling of the Lord Jesus from heaven, with his powerful messengers, 2 Thessalonians 1:7. His power is unchallenged. The snatching away is just part of his demonstration of wisdom, power, and glory. 1 Corinthians 1, 26-27 talks about not many wise, not many mighty, not many noble being called by God. Wouldn't you agree that it's significant that Christ's presence on earth, with this motley assortment of people, will be a spectacular exhibit to the world? For the stupidity and the weakness of the world God chooses, that he may be disgracing the wise. As already stated, Christ will take vengeance on those who know not God and who obey not the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Their punishment will be aeonian destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. And to you who are being afflicted, ease with us at the unveiling of the Lord Jesus from heaven with his powerful messengers in flaming fire, dealing out vengeance to those who are not acquainted with God and those who are not obeying the evangel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall incur the justice of aeonian extermination from the face of the Lord and from the glory of his strength, whenever he may be coming to be glorified in his saints and to be marveled at in all who believe, seeing that our testimony to you was believed. In that day, 2 Thessalonians 1:7-10. This aeonian justice takes place at Christ's second advent, which will transpire at the end of the pre-millennial kingdom, before the millennium begins. Therefore, the unmitigated truth is that there will not be a human being left to enter the millennial kingdom except those who know God. Those who know God are those who will be snatched away to meet the Lord in the air. And since the Lord is wielding out vengeance, the conclusion to be drawn is that the kingdom saints will be snatched away into the air to be protected from said vengeance. All of this will find the earth purged before the millennium begins, for it is only those aforementioned believers who are spared. These resurrected and surviving tribulation saints are those who know God and who have obeyed the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. The millennial rule of Christ will be in righteousness. The adversary is bound at the beginning of the millennium and is not loosed until the end, for a time of testing upon the earth, identified in Scripture as a little season, Revelation 21-3. There is a time of testing before the millennium and a time of testing after the millennium. It is the testing before the millennium that we believe coincides with the purpose of the snatching away.